Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is Chris from the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast. Oh, thank you. Just kidding. I wanted to say a little something. I know we haven't been putting out the audio versions of the podcast lately, but you can get episodes 46.5, 47, 48, and 49 all on YouTube. Just search Toasted Marshmallow Adventures on YouTube. Hit subscribe, hit the bell. We really appreciate it. We really want to grow the channel. Also subscribe on CastBox or SoundCloud. Follow us on Instagram or on Facebook or on everything if you want to see everything we're doing, because we don't always put everything on each social media platform. So you're going to get different stuff from each one. So check it out. Episode 50 is coming right up after this message. So stay tuned. Hope you enjoy it.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the
Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast. Today's a ramblings.
Ramblings episode.
Yeah. And we're outside.
We're in McCall. We're on the shop property.
With face masks on.
Why do we have on face masks?
Because we need them.
Yeah. They're helping.
But not outside.
McCall just started an order yesterday mandating face masks in public. And Boise just went into effect today.
Yeah.
See, there's already a protest plan for it. Protesting face mask wearing.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid, people.
I got the cool face mask. Toasted Marshmallow Adventures.
It's not a violation of your rights to mandate wearing a face mask.
No,
sorry.
Mine's a little tight, pushes my ears forward, so I have one of these from
My
Chris's
Aunt Dorothy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, she made them. Yeah, she made this one I'm wearing as well.
We were able to gift a couple to Mom and John, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And now we're out, 8:30 in the morning. We're out on Mom and John's property in front of their creek.
Nice mountain morning.
Yeah. Didn't even shower.
Duchess Sorry. Has the shits.
Yeah, this is my morning hair. It's not bad, actually. It usually looks way worse. Yeah, Duchess has irritable doggy bowel syndrome or something, which started on the way up here. Well, as we were heading out, 3 o'clock yesterday, we're like, oh crap, literally. We're going to be in the car for a couple hours.
Yeah, luckily she held out till we got here.
Yep, and then more.
Yeah,
we should take
today.
We'll take a picture of what we're doing to the room.
Put it right here.
Yeah, right there.
Diarrhea shit.
No, we're not going to put that, but Mom and John found all these blankets and things, like old covers for things, and so we put them all on the floor in this very nice bedroom.
In case there were accidents.
And there were.
And there were, so the stuff we lined the floor with saved
the carpet.
Yeah.
Phew. So I don't know if she just got overly excited for the trip. Duchess always gets to where she's like, you're not leaving me.
Yeah.
Stands in the utility room.
Oh, yeah.
When with her head hanging.
To go, especially if she knows we're packing up for something. Oh, she's on you.
Cheers. Oh, and happy 4th of July weekend, everybody.
Oh, yeah. What's
Stay
today, the
safe.
3rd?
Yeah. 3rd? Tomorrow's 4th. No fireworks anywhere. Is that correct?
Unless you buy your own.
Yeah.
So, which I would assume would be a much bigger thing this year since no one's having fireworks shows. Seems like their sales should be through the roof unless everyone's just staying home.
Yeah, but from the looks of the traffic on the way up to McCall yesterday, people aren't staying home.
Yeah, there's a lot of people coming up.
I was like, Chris knew this, but I didn't say anything. I was thinking, should we just turn around and try this in the morning? Because it was backed up.
Yeah.
Like through Horseshoe Bend, basically. Well, you had to like try and get ahead.
Beacon Light Road.
Yeah.
Was really backed up
really
there.
Really bad.
And luckily it thinned out and we actually didn't lose any time coming up.
No.
Thought it was going to be an extra hour at least. You want to move your chair back just a little bit more to where your head's kind of level with mine? Yeah, just so. I don't want your top of your head getting cut off.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Hate to miss that amazing dew.
Yeah, and your color and brightness in the morning. Wendy is good at waking up in the morning fast.
Yeah. I'm on it.
Hashtag sarcasm.
Don't listen to him.
No.
I can be awake.
You can be.
I don't like to be.
Yeah, no. She's not a fast waker-upper.
Like I don't want me. To.
I can wake up and go.
Yeah. I can wake up and go, too.
It's not.
I just don't want to.
Yeah. Wendy's wake up and goes.
I'm usually asking for another 5, 10, 15.
For people,
yeah.
Other people in the household.
Is it that bad?
No, it's not too bad. It's all right.
You're just saying that because you're with me. You have to sleep in the same room and wake up tomorrow.
And there are knives in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. This is an interesting thing. If I can show it without breaking it.
Yeah,
all of
these
are in bloom now. I don't know, but they're these huge, like 3 foot tall. What are they?
I don't know. John would probably know.
Yeah, and then now they're all in bloom, like a foot and a half at the top of them.
It's not a weed or anything, right?
Some kind of strange flower.
Huh. All right. Then here's Duchess. You can't see her, but she's here.
She's eating her greens.
Yep, she loves the McCall grass.
They have good grass here.
Yeah, it's like a tossed salad.
So on the other side of this setup, we've got us facing towards the property, and then I've got my phone. Oh, it just came on and says low power mode. I swear I was at 60-something when we came down here.
Dang.
Anyway, my phone is recording.
Wendy's trying to single-handedly ruin her podcast.
Creak.
Oh,
low battery and I can't push close. That's okay, right?
If it's still... There we go.
Oh, nice.
Woo!
Crisis podcast averted.
Saved.
So, yeah, we're up in McCall for the 4th.
Going to Snowden today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're going to do some rock scrambling.
Scrambling
on a rock.
Snowden is a really cool wildlife sanctuary.
Yeah.
Not open to the public. I think one day a year they have an open house where you can go through, but that's where they take the rescued bears and mountain lion and they have owls.
Injured wildlife.
Yeah, really cool
place. And
they
rehabilitate them, right?
Yeah.
And do they set them free or mm-hmm. they live there?
No, they release them back out.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, so when there are fires and the cubs get separated from moms or whatever, they get them. It's real cool.
I wish we had your GoPro camera already mounted for our kayaking today.
Oh, yeah. So
we're going to kayak a little... creek or I guess it's a creek that goes into the river, but it has a current to it. Looks like it'd be fine.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
Yeah.
What's funny?
It's only gonna be like a class 2 type of
we think
current.
We tried to map it out to kind of see where it's gonna dump into. Is it Little Payette Lake? Little Payette Lake, and we saw most of it, but we don't know if like there's a waterfall.
Yeah.
Some kind of cliff. Class 600 rapids.
Adjusting my mic.
Yeah, we don't know. Here's Dipper.
We're going to find out today.
Dippity.
Scramble some rocks up there. There's
take a picnic.
Like some really cool rock, what you call them, formations,
mm-hmm.
that you can just climb. They're almost in like naturally just in steps.
And John said they go on for miles, didn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Something we haven't done before.
It reminds me of the rocks at the glacier in Juneau, which are those big flat ones but with holds in them. And as a kid, we would scramble all over those. So. Last time we went out to Snowden a couple weeks ago, it was really wet and rainy, and so we couldn't. We could have, but it would have been dangerous.
Yeah.
Scramble.
Yeah.
So.
That'll be fun. Did
yeah.
we talk about last weekend?
No.
Being up in McCall, mm-hmm. going kayaking. We went to Goose Lake.
That was amazing.
First time we'd been there. I think first time they'd been there also, John.
Yeah.
Mom.
Well, there's so much to do around here.
Yeah, a lot of outdoor recreation. So yeah, there's hardly anyone at this lake. We had our own spot and
right
just
on
kayaked
the water.
Out of there. We kayaked to the other side of the lake.
Yeah, found a waterfall.
Found a waterfall that we would like to have a drone to go check out a little closer.
Yeah. Somebody really wants a drone.
A drone's happening soon. I've got to find the right one for the right price.
It's cold out here, guys.
Yeah, it is a little chilly. I feel like I needed a little beanie because I got my hair cut yesterday.
Oh, yeah. That's right. By a young beard. Barber boy.
Young boy. Barber boy at Uppercuts in Caldwell.
Does a great job.
Hit him up. You can book him on the Cut app.
Oh.
Yeah. I told you why I couldn't book him that day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he just wasn't on the schedule. But
yeah.
Luckily, I got him on Instagram and shot him a message, and he got me in yesterday,
mm-hmm.
even though it was his day off.
Yeah, that's good service.
Yeah. What else you got?
Oh, dang. I don't know.
Oh, Wendy's going blank. Let's see. We have...
More coffee, anyone?
More coffee, anyone.
So as you look out, I don't know if you can see it. Oh, wait. My camera's low again.
Let's talk about how Wendy charges her phone, or her lack of phone charging. Pretty much consistently her low power warning is coming on her phone.
I know. I don't know why.
That's because you don't charge it.
I do
it
charge
enough.
It, though. I don't think you should have to charge it every time you're near a charging port. Seems like the battery should maintain itself.
Well, is yours going dead faster now? So you might need a new phone or a new battery.
Oh, dang.
So
let's finish up this weekend instead of talking about my charging issues.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit more. No, just kidding. Okay, what about
Donna's coming in.
Oh, yeah, Donna is coming in.
Our friend Donna.
I forgot about that.
From Denver.
Coming. Yeah, driving. Maybe straight through from Denver.
She was talking about stopping in Ogden.
13 hours from here.
Yeah.
So
that'll
Ogden.
Be cool.
Okay.
Last time we saw her, well, we were supposed to see her in March when we all went to Bend, Oregon.
Yep.
And that was right at the start of coronavirus. And it was turned into a good idea. But at the time, I was super bummed because she canceled her trip.
Yeah, Donna's a fun person.
Yeah.
So, But she'll be here today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We're not 100%.
I think she's leaving
sure.
this morning and going to stop in Ogden, I hope. She's one of those drivers that'll go straight through with no stops. So Dipper is right here. I wish you could see her.
If she gets here tomorrow,
that'd
maybe
be cool.
she'll be here till next week when we come back.
Yeah. We brought stuff to have a cookout tonight for the 4th.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do some barbecued bacon cheese burgers.
Boom.
And barbecued bacon chicken burgers?
Turkey. We
turkey burgers?
Turkey burgers, yeah.
Okay. Beef's going to be better.
I'm down for turkey. I don't know. I don't like the greasy in beef anymore. I stopped eating beef for years.
I got the super low-fat beef, the 93-7.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
I wonder if John still has potato. Oh, I think we used the potato salad.
All we gotta do is get some.
All we gotta do.
Just go by a store.
Chips. Potato salad. Oh, and I made a dessert.
Oh, yeah, what's it called? Pizza dessert?
It's called pizza dessert. It's really simple. It's graham cracker crust and then Cool Whip and cream cheese. And then on the top you put fresh fruit. Well,
berries,
yeah. And then I used frozen. It's not as pretty, but... Yeah. And then there's a drizzle you put on the top.
Don't use frozen, people. It's going to look a lot nicer with fresh.
That's true.
We just figured that out.
Frozen's a lot faster, though. You're not having to cut stuff.
True, yeah.
And yesterday was... We did a lot in a very short amount of time. I was like... Chris got his hair did... And then we got groceries.
I had my lesson first.
Oh, you had your lesson, ukulele lesson. Hair did. I was doing stuff all around the house. Got everything set up to make muffins. Then we go get groceries. Then I made 3 pans of muffins and that pizza dessert.
Yeah.
And then we drove to McCall.
Yeah, packed up and drove to McCall.
Got here in time for Din Din.
Our packing process is getting faster, though.
Yeah.
We leave some stuff here.
And then I've just been, like, on Sunday, I wash all our stuff, fold it back up, and put it back in our bags,
because
we'll be here on Thursday again.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, really, I don't wear, what I just wear my work clothes when we're at home, and then comfortable clothes.
Yeah.
Should just move all my stuff up here.
Pretty much. Or we just need duplicates of things.
Yeah. We left our kayaks here last time. That's easier for Chris because he's the loader guy.
Yeah, geez.
And he loves it. He loves doing that.
It's a lot of work sometimes to have fun.
Yeah, it is. I was just talking to somebody about that. Like, sometimes you're exhausted by the time you start.
Yeah, I've done that. Like on ski stuff, loading everything in, making sure you have everything. Or like when the kids would go.
Yes.
So I had to make sure I had all their stuff too.
Yeah.
They're not gonna help at all. They'd get up there and be like, I got one glove.
Yeah. And then that happened anyway.
I think so, yeah.
We'd lose stuff en route or something.
Jeez. Like,
we're buying gloves. Remember that one time we forgot my poles? It says
we had to rent poles.
Yeah. But it's all worth it. It is more work, and things are more dirty, and but to get outside is important, especially now.
Duchess.
Dipper doo.
Can't see her on camera.
She got an upset belly.
Yeah.
Upset belly belly. Yeah.
All right, so people, wear your masks.
Oh, yeah. Just put them on. Protect yourself. Protect others. You can personalize them.
Yeah.
Promote your business with your face mask. What?
There you go.
At the beginning, I wasn't pro face masks.
No, you weren't.
I wasn't against them, but I just didn't want to wear one myself. But as this has gone on, we really, and especially I listened to a This American Life on a podcast, and they talked about the nursing side of the pandemic and just some really sad stories. And
well, I think there's got to be like some PTSD that's going to be associated with this in the medical community.
Yeah.
So just, you can't see that many people die and it not affect you in some way.
Yeah. So anyway, I've come around to being more accepting of it, and I do appreciate it actually when businesses require it, because then you know the rules. I think it's a little tougher right now because a lot of places in Nampa, Caldwell, aren't requiring, so nobody really knows what the rules are, and now McCall's passed that it's required.
Yeah. How do you feel about the Boise's mask protests?
I'm not pro protests.
Let's face it, they're not awesome to wear, but
they're not.
I mean, it's good for you and your community. So
yeah, and right now I need to protect my mom and John and my clients. I mean, my clients have been amazing, still letting me clean their homes and stuff, so I have to keep them safe. I have a lot of senior clients, so I feel good when I can walk in and say,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I haven't done anything to put your life in jeopardy. That's important to be able to tell somebody. So,
well, I think a main thing is, too, you want things to open back up.
Yeah.
They're going to open back up by getting the virus numbers down. Wearing a mask helps. Obviously, simple logic tells you that covering something protects it more than not covering it.
Correct.
Simple.
So. Do it again. Cover.
Cover protected.
Not cover.
Not protected. So it may not be 100%, but I'll take 90 or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it. Was that your rant?
That was PSA? My rant. Yeah. So wear your mask, people. Don't be douches. Be nice to each other.
Yeah. Let's be kind.
Decent human beings.
It's a tough time right now. Yep.
All right. Well, I'm signing out.
I'm signing off.
I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Mosier. Hashtag get toasted.
Stay toasted.
Oh, and hey, if you get a chance, could you please follow us on YouTube?
Subscribe on YouTube.
Oh, subscribe. Follow.
Follow on Instagram.
Find us on ToastedMarshmallowAdventures.com. That's our website that we do update. And we're on Facebook. Yeah. So we want to see you.
Check out our stories on Instagram. They're awesome. All right, let's get out of here.
All right.
Peace.